Deported criminal Afghans back in Sweden after boarding Kabul evacuation flight. By Chris Tomlinson on August 27, 2021. Two Afghan nationals who were deported after being convicted of crimes are now back in Sweden after boarding evacuation flights from Kabul. The two men were immediately arrested at Arlanda Airport in Stockholm upon entry back into the country for violating their travel ban that was issued after they had served the sentences for the crimes they had committed. Stockholm Police Press spokesperson Karina Skagerlin would not state what crimes the two Afghan men were convicted of, telling broadcaster TV4, "I'm not going to go into details about these people. They have been convicted of crimes in Sweden. They have also served their sentence in Sweden, but then they have also been sentenced to deportation and travel bans for a number of years to come." Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Lind did not reply to a request for comment on the situation, and it is unclear how the two convicted criminals were able to board the evacuation flight from Kabul. "I think anyone who has seen the pictures from Kabul and the airport there can understand that the situation is not quite simple when it comes to conducting border control down there," police press spokesperson Skagerlin said. Given Sweden stopped all deportations to Afghanistan in July, it is unlikely the two men will be repatriated to their home country anytime soon. Sweden's policy was criticized by several other European Union member states, who argued that stopping deportations would only encourage more illegal migrants from Afghanistan to try and reach Europe. Sweden has also seen migrants avoid deportation by simply refusing to undergo Wuhan coronavirus tests, as was the case of a convicted Afghan rapist in May. The 21-year-old, who was convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl in an apartment after she ran away from a youth home, had also refused to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.